Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I the jerk here? I was at the grocery store over the weekend, and there was a guy shopping. The cart was full of stuff.
Okay.
Doing nothing wrong, except he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Ew.
He was just plain on shirtless. Now, I'm going to go ahead and preface this by saying, if I looked like this guy, I probably wouldn't wear a shirt either.
Oh.
And I know I live on the coast. A lot of surfers, a lot of beachgoers. But, I mean, don't you put a shirt on before you go into a grocery store?
I would say that if you were going full on shopping, not just running in to grab something
right.
real quick.
He wasn't getting a water. He wasn't getting a yerba.
Getting his juice.
No, he was shopping. Judging the way his cart looked, he was getting, you know, at least a few days of grocery shopping done. Shirtless.
Producer Jess, you're shopping. You see a guy full on doing his weekly shopping shirtless. Now, we have to take out the fact that apparently he was built and hot, according to John.
I didn't say he was hot. I just said if I looked like that shirtless, I probably wouldn't want to wear a shirt either.
Was he
hot? That's not the point.
But was he hot?
He's an attractive man. Okay. That's not the point. The point is, put a shirt on, right? No?
I'm of two minds of this. I agree, put a shirt on. But also, let's put a positive spin on this one.
Okay.
Maybe he's providing a public service.
In what way?
There are moms that are stressed out and just need a little smile on their face.
I'm not trying to be jokey here. I'm being serious.
Don't
you? Isn't there a rule? Like when?
Usually it says no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
Shouldn't a store employee go, "Hey man, sorry, you're good for you. You're looking good, but you need to have a shirt on." Nobody was even giving it a second look. It was like just the way. I kind of felt weird wearing a shirt.
I would feel less weird about it if it was like midsummer. Or like early September, you know, when it's warm outside, you're like, oh, okay, maybe he just came to the beach, wants to do his quick grocery shopping.
It's not
whatever,
90 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah.
If I'm at the beach and I realize, oh, you know what? I got to go shopping. I have no groceries at home. I'm going to go get a shirt and put it on before I go to the store.
I do like producer Jessica's take, though.
It's a public service.
Oh, God. I just need to get away, honey. Watch the kids while I go grocery shopping. Oh, another task. And then you walk into the grocery store and you're like, you know what? I don't mind shopping so much today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my time.
So what you're saying is if the person was not that attractive without a shirt on, say a person that, I don't know, looks like me, it would be a public disservice is what you're saying.
Oh my God!
No, that's what you're saying. If a guy who's shirtless, who looks good shirtless, is shirtless shopping at the grocery store, and you call it a public service to moms who need some eye candy, then the same could be said about someone who's lumpy.
Sure, you're absolutely right. We're being hypocritical, 100%. Wear a shirt when you're grocery shopping.
Am I being uptight? I guess is my question.
No, I don't think you're being uptight. I think it's weird.
And nobody was even saying a word to the guy. If you're listening to this and thinking, God, John, get over yourself. Now let me know. Call me out. I think it's odd.
I do, too.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want someone's chest hair all over my apples and my grapes.
He was perfectly sculpted.
Oh.
Perfectly sculpted.
Was he?
No
hair on his body?
No.
Okay.
Guy knew what he was doing. I'm pretty sure he oiled up before he went in, too.
Maybe he was looking for a date.
Anyway.
Once again, there's all the sad moms. Stressed out moms.
Put a shirt on, bro. Come on, right?
Oh,
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOA.